This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Let's drink to the liquor gone. Don't think, get the swisher blown. So when a stink trick hits your phone, say, bitch, let me get my kick it on. Rock your head to the beach, yeah. Everybody rocking, understand.
Yeah, once again, we're here at the Homemade Broadcast Studios, HMBRadio.com. Listen to my mom's favorite podcast. You guys have heard me talking about the show I got coming up in a couple weeks at Oasis Lounge in Tampa. And I'm doing the show with Crap Comedy. That's not a judgment statement. That's a name statement. They are Crap Comedy, C-R-A-P. And it's Mason Hill and Vinnie Ward, and they're in studio today. We're going to talk a bit about the show, which if you're listening to this when it gets released, is fucking tonight, because I'm a stoner and a slacker and don't do shit ahead of time. So just get fucking used to that. We'll do the usual hits from the bowl hits, whatever I'm high enough to remember. Do the pearls. And I'll probably be smoking a lot of weed because I'm a little bit behind, so I didn't get to smoke as much before. So I'll smoke some during. Yeah, that'll make everything okay. Young William, play the music!
Rock your head, go rock, rock, let me holla. Rock your head to the beach, yeah. Everybody rockin', understand what I said. Rock your head, stop my bread. I'ma rock your head, nigga, rock your head.
I do, I have a huge head. It's like a family trait, though. It's really bad.
It's almost like a disease.
You get that, we like that.
My,
nice pair.
My cousin came down from Wisconsin a few weeks ago, and we were out in Ocala, and we were talking about it. His little boy, his youngest, has just a fucking giant dome for like a two-year-old. He has a giant dome for like a four-year-old, and he's only two. And me and my cousin were like, yeah, all the boys on the Bailey side of the family all just get born with gigantic fucking melons. Like, we feel bad for any woman that births a baby boy. Oh, God, it's fucking horrible.
It's like, dude, a baby pit bull, man. You got to grow into it.
Right. Luckily, we all have. Yeah. All of us have grown into our heads. Most of us have turned out pretty fat, except for Colin. He somehow grew into his head, though. His head is pretty weird shaped. It's like a little peanut. Yeah, we're going, by the way. So if you guys want to say anything, just say whatever. It doesn't matter. There's no filter, no substance, no structure.
We're Crap Comedy.
Crap Comedy.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can introduce you guys. I kind of do it in the intro.
Yeah, I guess we're taking over this podcast. No, we got it. You just sit back.
Yeah, I need to hit this a couple of times. Yeah. What does Crap stand for?
Comedians with really awesome personalities.
So we mainly went that off of my personality, and I'm like, yeah, Vinny, that'll work for you,
yeah,
too.
And we're just like, that sounds good.
All right, because I don't think I've met you before.
Probably not.
We might have bumped into each other at Mike's, but... Because I don't drink usually, I come in, I do my time, and then I stand outside and wait to go get high.
Yeah, I'm at the bar the whole time. So.
Yeah. See, a couple years ago, dude, we've been besties. You from Tampa now?
Yeah. Yeah.
How long you been at it?
Going on 4 years. I don't know. I don't really keep the date to the date, but it should be around 4 years.
That's close.
Let me get my journal out.
Yeah. Mason keeps track. He's a dad of us,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Now, you, I remember from Florida's Funniest. You had some good shit. That was a good time.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It wasn't too good because he didn't make it through, so.
But the people that did make it through, they're all friends of mine. I like them all. They all had great sets. Like, it couldn't have been an easy contest to judge that. God damn it. I'm going to learn about touching that fucking cord one of these days. So thanks for tuning in. We have Mason Hill and Vinnie Ward from Crap Comedy. And that's more intro than I've ever done in the first hour of my podcast. So you guys are fucking trendsetters.
Boom.
Boom, did it.
Changing the game here.
Now, you said you don't smoke?
No. I mean, I would have to sleep here. So I know it's only in the daytime here, but I would still have to sleep here.
You'd have to work that out with Will. I can't authorize that.
Yeah, and then someone had to call my boss tomorrow, like I was calling out of middle school.
That bad?
Pretty bad.
Wow. How about you, Mason?
I don't smoke. Like, my four-year-old, she smokes a lot of weed. I've been trying to get her to stop, so I'm like, you know what? If I don't smoke weed, maybe she'll catch on.
It doesn't work like that. You got to just let them smoke, bro.
Just let them go. Just get out of the system.
Yeah.
Maybe by the time she's 10, she'll stop doing a little bit and start focusing on school.
She might start shooting up a bit before then. Mm. I mean, it's going to get worse before it gets better, bro. Okay. My daughter's a teenager. She still has most of her limbs, though, so I think I'm doing okay.
Okay.
That's yeah, not bad. Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the worst fucking parent ever. Like, I got, like, 5 minutes of material about me smoking weed with my daughter. I get off stage and people are like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, it's a joke. Don't call child services.
Right. Yeah, hopefully they don't listen into your podcast.
I got home. My daughter was gone. That was quick. They're fast.
Yeah. Well, she lives with her mom, so they can fight that little bitch. Just kidding. My baby's mom is a wonderful person.
Right. Then the mom's wondering, why are you taking her away? Like,
yeah, hopefully child services are her mom. Don't listen to this podcast.
No, nobody really listens to this podcast.
All right, good.
David Wayne, Jander Gray, Dave Hines, Ashley Tango, Dakota, and the rest of Orion. Yeah, that's it. I think cool. I just named off on my whole list.
That's fine. We named all the viewers. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's up? Hey, what's up? Hey, Jander, man. Yo, you got any milk? Man, I'm about to come over. Like, we know all those people.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
You can be looking at, like, views 13. Who's that extra fucking who's that person? Yeah.
Got a new follower.
Who's John's? Send him a personal email. Hey, welcome to the.
Yeah, hey, I do. I do. I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? You want to go out for coffee or something? Like, you want a foot massage? I really need listeners, man.
It's all about service, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
How'd you start this thing, man? This is pretty cool in here.
This is Will's place, and he does the homemade broadcast, as I'm pointing to for all the podcast audio listeners to see. I'm pointing to the sign.
They have a legit sign, by the way.
No, it is good.
Yeah, Will spent money on that fucking thing, I got to say. But yeah, it's the homemade broadcast is his thing, and he wanted to start expanding it, and he does stuff with Radio St. Pete, as you can see from the sign. And so he was like, yeah, I want to start doing other stuff. Who wants to do a podcast on my network? And I was like...
And you're like, I know 13 people that listen to me. You're expanding 12, the shit out of his...
Did he make the sign and then be like, oh, shit, I put all that money in the sign. It's a podcast. Nobody's going to see that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's the cool thing about having such a large and in charge sign. Dude, he takes that bitch everywhere. Like, we did...
I would, too, if I made that sign, that thing.
What was it? St. Pete Radio Music. St. Pete Radio Don't Stop Music Fest, I think, was the official gigantic title for this thing. I mean, this was by the booth, and it's when I almost got arrested for telling comedy.
Almost got arrested?
Yeah. A cop, we were on a double-decker bus, and I was on the top, and I'm fucking 5 minutes in. And you know Justin Cooper, right?
No, I don't know.
He does a lot of one-liners. Really funny. And he just one-liner after one-liner, but it's... pretty clean. Like, he just says shit once or twice. It's not a conscious effort. That's how it comes out. So I go up there after him, and I'm, you know, fuck this. I drop, I don't know, 12 fucks in like 5 minutes, and all of a sudden I hear, hey, and I look down, and there's a fucking cop saying at the bottom of the bus, watch your language. So what? I started fucking arguing with him. He started like coming like he was going to try to walk on the bus. I'm like, well, I mean, I will watch my language. That's not, I'm just asking you. Like, yeah, he got really pissed at me, and then a bunch of people were, like, started to kind of yell at him after, you know, as they were white, so they could yell at cops.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I had to realize I was brown. Like, I'm like, nah, just because I have a microphone doesn't fucking grant me safety. I need to stop, shut up. And they kind of yelled at him, and so he walked away. When he was walking away, I was like, I guess that means I can curse now since the cop's leaving. And he just kind of gave me a thumbs up over his back and kept on walking. So I was like, all right, fuck yeah, like the whole crowd. I was like, yeah. Oh, God.
Well, that doesn't sound like you got arrested. It sounds like you just beat a cop.
No, I almost. That's awesome. Because he wanted to come up. Like, he was telling me, no, he's like, there's women and children. And I was like, where? Show me the women. And that's when I started to argue with him. And he was like, he might want to come up on the bus and come up there and talk to me face to face. And I'm like, nah, I'm brown. I got a record. I will go to jail. I need to shut up.
Probably would have. He just wanted to get on the bus. Like, he's like, I didn't get that invitation to that shit. Like, I'm going to break that shit up. You know, you got to start inviting cops to your shows.
It would have been really cool if he just would have came up there, took the mic, and then, like, roast battled me and crushed me. I'd have been okay with that, too.
I'll tell you why you're going to jail. Here we
That's a cool thing they're doing now. What spot is that at? I just seen it. The roast battle.
Oh, we did that FUBAR.
Yeah, there it is. Yep, I saw the invite.
I think...
want to check that out.
Actually, I think next Wednesday, which is our show, which is why you guys are here. I think it's that Wednesday. I don't know. I'll look at it in a minute. Yeah, it's Kyle Roos. I gotta have him on here. That's one of my best friends in comedy.
Yeah.
He's taken me with him on the road a couple times. Pensacola, Mobile, Fort Lauderdale. Like, he's a fucking... I love him to death, but he's just way too much fun at a show. Like, I can't keep up. I had to stop drinking because of hanging out with him.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say, if you hung out with him and you didn't drink, then...
Oh, no, no, no. That's when...
That's when you stopped drinking, which makes a lot more sense.
He was with me on my second to last night of drinking, which we've talked about on the show before. I ended up... The shorter version is that I almost got into, like, four fights, including with the bar owner, because I told her, fuck you and your raggedy-ass bar. And then I banged some chick in the dirt in the parking lot next to her car. Like, that was just a good idea.
That sounds like a great night.
It would be if I was your age. Could you appear? How old are you?
I'm 26.
You're 26?
I just look like I'm, like, 29. 19.
29? All right, so it shouldn't be that cool for you for the 29-year-old. For the 26-year-old, that's still kind of a good night.
That's why I kept quiet. I'm like, you know.
Yeah, I'm 36, dude. Like, that's,
reflect on that later.
I'm 36. At this point in my life, I have to look at that as a disappointment in myself.
That's true,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you should have put a sheet down or something, not in the dirt.
Well, not in the dirt.
I put my jacket down for her butt.
Well, that's bad.
For what I mean, like, my knees were fucked up for, like, because it was literally in gravel and dirt. Like, it wasn't even grass. It was it was a parking lot in Hudson.
You know, a jacket down would be okay for me, but yeah, if I was 36,
yeah,
I would need more than a jacket.
Yeah,
like a hotel room. Or
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
you would think, but no.
You're next to a car. You could have been in a car.
There's we couldn't find our car keys, and I was done looking, and I wanted to fuck. I was pretty drunk. Like, you guys have never fucked in
dirt before? Yeah.
No?
I mean, not in dirt.
On tile carpet.
Yeah.
A lot of different types of floors.
There's dirt under there.
Yeah.
There's something over it.
Hopefully there's not too much dirt on the tile
floor. Yeah, yeah.
Beach sand?
I've never fucked in straight sand at the beach.
Sand and dirt are different.
They're like cousins.
Right.
They're not anything you want in your genitalia.
No.
You definitely want to keep that out.
Right.
Yeah, that's why you put the jacket down. Dirt in the asshole is not.
I was a gentleman. You know, definitely probably the nicest thing I did that evening for anybody involved.
Right. Yeah. It would be funny if you put the jacket down and then you sat on it. All right, I'm ready.
So that was the second to last time? What happened to the last time?
The last time was the next night. I'm a huge fan of alcohol. Like, I've been drinking, had been drinking at that point most of my, like, a life since I was, like, 11. Like, I loved alcohol. So I was like, I didn't want my last night to be so fucking horrible. So I had, like, a six-pack with the Super Bowl. And just watched the Super Bowl, had a six-pack, had a nice, quiet, relaxing evening at home. And I was like, all right. That's it. I'm good. I'm done. My last night was a good night. No more fucking alcohol for me.
And how long ago was that?
2 years. This February. February 5th or 6th was 2 years. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I miss alcohol. Like, you're probably going to go get drunk later.
Oh, for sure. We drink beers on the way here in traffic. St. Pete traffic sucks, man.
It does. I had the bowl. I was waiting on that. Sometimes people get snippy next to you. Sometimes I'll get a thumbs up. Sometimes I'll get people looking like they want to call the cops if I'm just smoking weed in traffic. So,
oh yeah, you just try to bend down and chug the beer. Yeah. It probably looks like we're blowing each other back and forth, but it worked out
whatever
good.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. For some reason, the way you said that, I'm picturing you guys like bouncing.
Yeah, because we all take turns. Like, all right, you drink, you watch out. But then he reaches down, then I'm like, you watch, I drink. So it looks like we're just going back, like a seesaw, blowjobs.
I was driving this chick's car, and she was blowing me, and we're in traffic. And she's like, people can see us. No, I'm fucking stopping. And I was like, no, look. I pulled up a little bit, so like we weren't directly next to anybody. And I was like, you know, nobody can see. Don't worry. You know, if anybody comes up, I'll tell you to stop. Like, I won't do that to you. And she's like, okay. So she starts again. Keep in mind, I was like 20, 21 maybe, so it's acceptable for me to be a piece of shit at this point in my life. And this van, like a big conversion van, just rolls up, and I look over, and I don't say a fucking word. She keeps going. The dude in the passenger seat looks over, just kind of like casually catches his eye, what's going down, starts like staring like, holy shit. I see his head disappear. All of a sudden, the driver is leaning over, and they're both looking at the window fucking dying laughing. And I started laughing. And she's like, what? I'm like, nothing. But she can feel, like, my whole body convulse with laughter. And she looks up, and the two dudes are just sitting there pointing and, like, thumbs up in her. And she's so pissed.
That's what she gets. Oh. Is that the same dirt girl?
No. This was fucking a decade
maybe
apart.
Maybe you ran into her again. You just had to recycle.
I've ran into her a couple of times. She's blown me every single time we've ever hung out. That's
she's a good
why.
Person to run into.
She is.
Yeah,
she
so
really
just
is.
At public, she's like, hey.
Right.
Been a while. Let's hop out to the car real quick.
Right. It's like you kind of know where she goes. You're like, yeah, 10 o'clock, I'm in the mood. Yeah. I think she'll be getting coffee at this place. That's her usual routine.
Well, you guys know how it is. You're a young, good-looking, virile man. Well, you have a kid. Are you married to your baby's mom?
Divorced.
Glad I brought that up. Yeah, so, Vinny, how about you?
I'm in a relationship, so I'm not getting any blowjobs either. Well, from multiple girls. I'm getting blowjobs.
Just one at a time.
Yeah. Just not running into that old girl like, hey, it's been a while.
How you been, throaty? Yeah. How long have you been in a relationship with your girl?
A little over a year, I think. I don't know the exact date either. I'm bad with dates, man.
It's starting to look that way, bro. Yeah. And she's cool with you being a comic. Like, there's no...
Yeah, actually... She was cool. The only thing that just happened was I was on another podcast like last week, and I think that's the most mad she's been with me over a comedy thing or something because we talked about basically what we're about to go into now. And instead of just making some shit up, I just told the truth. And she's like, why'd you have to say that on there? You could have just said anything.
Right. Oh.
So now she's listening to me again telling the same just story.
Just watching you just
it's like
your own
I grave. Swear she's messaging you guys and saying, I've done like three podcasts in like a month and a half. Haven't done podcasts in 3 years, but all of a sudden these podcast gigs are popping up left and right.
And they're like, hey, tell us about your girlfriend.
Yeah, like, yeah. We're weird. Like 10 minutes in. Oh, bring up your girlfriend.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what did you say? Okay. Don't say exactly what you said to get in trouble. What topic? Because we could be going in three different directions. That's the beautiful thing about this podcast and how much weed I smoke. Is there's no telling what's ever going to go next. So
we were basically talking about something about sex, and the guy's like, yeah, I bet you get laid, you do comedy, and you're a good-looking dude. He's like, I'm not gay, but just for you viewers out there, Vinny's a good-looking guy. And
who
I was like,
this?
The Ryan Hoppy Hour.
Okay. I haven't met him yet, but I know who he like. Face. We have a bunch of Facebook friends and shit.
Yeah, well, he just reeled me right into it. He started off with like, hey, I'm not gay, you know, but this is a good-looking guy in front of me. You're coming, you have to be getting tons of pussy. And I'm like, no, I have a girlfriend. And he's like, wow, how does that work? And then it was just a trap, man.
You just started to get kind of personal with.
Yeah.
You didn't, just, like, tell people she was into choke sex and shit, did you?
No, I didn't get that personal. But
then
something happened.
Is she into choke sex?
Yeah,
exactly. See? And then... This is what happened.
I wish that I did have videos. So, like, the look on your face with that hard pause when I asked that, like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. It's a trap. Because somehow he made me get to say, oh, yeah, sometimes she's a bitch, and she's not. And she's like, yeah, but you called me a bitch on the podcast. Like, a podcast that maybe, I don't know, a couple hundred people listen to. And now I'm at one that's 13 people, and she's telling me pissed about this.
Well, at least your audiences are getting smaller. You know, eventually it'll just be you on the phone with some dude like, man, you won't believe this bitch.
He's
just talking to me.
It's like, hopefully,
hey, amazing.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't happen with comedy. She's like, yeah, your crowds are getting smaller, so I'm getting less mad. You're like, yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
That would suck.
I didn't realize it at the time because I think I'd been doing comedy a couple months, but I took a girl I was dating to a open mic, and you know how horrible you are when you're 3 months in. And I took my girlfriend to one of the shittiest open mics I could.
Yeah.
And she was smoking hot. I was like 20 pounds lighter, so I could still pull hot chicks. She's a smoking hot Haitian chick, like just ridiculous body. And I told, oh God, what was the joke? I forget how I worded it, but the basic premise was that pussy is poisonous. Any man gets within like 5 feet of it and he can't think right. How fucked up are women in the head? And I did this joke with my girlfriend sitting, like, in the front row, like, first time seeing me. And we leave, and she's like, you know, baby, if you ever want to tell me a joke before you do it on stage, I can tell you if it's funny or not.
And you're like, oh.
Didn't like that, did you?
Yeah. It's not. That is so funny, because I used to think I was doing really good, and you go look back at old videos, and you're like, oh, my God, right. I blew. Why did anyone come out?
Yeah, and you... I wish somebody would have told me, don't ask people to come to open mics and shows till like 3 years, because everybody will come at first, and they'll only come twice, and they'll be like, man, this guy fucking sucks, and then they'll always have excuses on why not to come to any show ever again until you're sponsored by like Comedy Central.
Yeah, and then they're like, I used to always come to your shows. Yeah. They want money back or something.
You owe me free tickets for all that bullshit I sat through back yeah. in the day.
I got a mail-in rebate from Jerry from my show.
Yeah, yeah. We'd have to make those, man, because I know I bombed and people still came out. But that I think that's how I got a lot of stage time locally, man, because I was known to like bring 50 people out.
Yeah, as long as you're bringing people out, dude. I mean, you might not get booked as much for shows, but they might bring you out and put you like either up front or like dead last. They do that sometimes. They know somebody will bring, like, I've seen it at in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
This dude had, like, 15 people show up, and it was, like, the core part of the audience. And so it was supposed to be open mic, then a set show, and then that was it. And he was supposed to be there for the open mic, but they're like, hey, you want to be on the show tonight? And he's like, yeah, because he had just fucking started. And so the dude that was booking was like, all right, man, we'll put you on the show tonight. Didn't tell him towards the end. He put his ass up dead last.
Yeah, so the 15 people stay.
And gave him 15 minutes, too. But it, like all of us, like people that had been doing it for a while, he started to tell us what was going on. And we're just like, oh,
yep.
That poor bastard.
Right. Yeah, he was probably like, look, man, I'm about to make it.
I'm closing the show, guys.
Yeah. We gave him like 5 minutes right at the end. And like all the comics at that point were like, we'd been doing sets all night. So we're like, yeah, we're good. All right, see you later. Right.
Yeah. So it's just him and 15 people that he invited.
15 of his friends. I think there was probably 10 or 20 people there that were like other audience, but
yeah, but they dwindled down by the last.
Yeah, oh
person.
Yeah, because shit, we did like an hour and a half open mic and then an hour and a half book show.
Holy
yeah.
shit!
Yeah, I was surprised that many people hung out for it was a little over 3 hours. I was like, holy
long
fuck!
Show.
Yeah. Yeah, they must have not shit to do. I can't watch a 3 hour movie. I don't care how good it is.
Dude, I watched what the fuck, Hateful Eight. And that was torture.
Hopefully. I don't even know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what is that?
That's the new Quentin Tarantino flick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just came out in December. I like pre-ordered it on Amazon because I'm a huge fucking nerd. I pre-order fucking movies like, yeah, this is going to be great. But it's 2 hours and 45 fucking minutes.
Damn,
yeah.
Dude. See?
Yeah. It's like Django and Inglourious Basterds where there's some fucking amazing parts and then there's just some parts that like, they're not bad parts. They just feel like you probably could have shaved off.
Yeah,
you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
Just
I
keep
noticed
it going.
That too with those two movies.
Yeah.
They're almost like that's like the standard. Like, you know what? I know it's like we wrote like an hour and a half, but we need to stretch this out a little bit. We need to.
Yeah.
2.5 hours is like the standard. The
movies are getting longer. Yeah. Are I'm going psycho? I don't fucking know. But
no, they're going. The only person that doesn't make long ass movies is Rob Zombie, but yet somehow his movies feel like 4 hour fucking movies.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen Devil's Rejects?
Yeah.
Dude, great movie. You know it's only like an hour 45?
Yeah, that's some, but it.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is a number I don't know. Should we answer it?
Go for it.
All right, I'm going to answer.
It's probably a bill collector.
Yeah, right? Hold on a second. Can you hear it? It is a, no, it's not a bill collector, it's. Fucking telemarketing call.
You held the mic up to the mic? You had to hold the earpiece up to the mic?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. All right.
That's the effects of marijuana, kids.
We'll get there. Tell them to call back. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
That was Eyeglass World asking me if I wanted to buy some more glasses. Like, I just picked these up probably 2 weeks ago. I had to get new glasses.
Well, and they're already gone?
Yeah, yeah. They probably figured you'd break them. Yeah.
Right.
That guy was fucking ripped when he came in.
Put him down for a two-week reminder. Yeah. Everybody else is like
that's
2 years.
That's how they're judging everyone. Like,
the dude with the right
yeah. like this
tattoo on the right arm? Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, dude. I thought I was fucking, I thought I was getting ripped off on my auto mechanic. I thought he was taking advantage of me because I came in all stoned to get, like, an oil change. And he's like, "Oh, your battery's probably gonna die. I'd replace it right now. Yeah, I don't know if you'll even start in the parking lot. That we tested it. There's no charge." And I was like, "All right, well, how much?" He's like, "150 parts and labor." I was like, "Nah, son. Like, I can go buy a battery for like $70. Pop that bitch in myself. It's not that hard. I'm not." And I ended up it started just fine, so I let it go for like a month. Just worked fine. Died on me the other day. Went to get a new battery. The battery alone's 150.
It's a trunk battery, special fucking valve and casing.
Yeah.
I've been talking so much shit on this mechanic for trying to fucking rip me off.
And he's doing free labor. Yeah.
I even wrote a joke about what a piece of shit he was for trying to rip me off for being a stoner, and it turns out I'm the asshole.
Damn. Do you know where he is? We can go there now.
Yeah. I'm going to go. If you're ever in Palm Harbor, go to Tires Plus, and just whatever they tell you they're charging you, it's a good deal. Just
ask
trust
for Tito.
Me.
He's honest.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was so pissed. I've been talking all kinds of shit, and then I just found out.
So
funny. I was like, fuck.
We're both in the car business, actually.
Oh, are you really? Yeah. See, you guys don't.
I'm a mechanic.
You know,
I was just seeing where you're going with
really? Okay, all mechanics are bullshit.
Yeah, no, seriously. It's like, yeah, you know fucking mechanics. I'm like, yeah, yeah, go ahead.
They'll know
I'll
shit.
I'll rip this fucking podcast mic right out of this setup here.
Here we go.
No, dude, that's what really pissed me off, too, is I've been going to this Tires Plus, and, like, there's this one dude that I think his name was Dale. It's like this fucking Spanish dude that was always working. He'd always fucking... I went in there, because the first time I went in for tires. And he was like, I wouldn't drive on these very far. And I was like, well, dude, I do comedy, so sometimes I go to, like, St. Pete, and he's like, that's fine. And I was like, sometimes I go to Orlando. He's like, I wouldn't do that. So I was like, what? He's like, yeah, no, don't go to Orlando. Don't do that. And so, like, he's always hooked me up. And then it was a different dude that told me $150 for the battery. I'm like, this motherfucker, this son of a bitch. And nope, come to find out I'm the motherfucker, son of a bitch.
That's fucked up. He probably listens to your podcast. I was like, man, yeah. Right.
He's all crying. Like, I thought we was boys.
Yeah.
Why does a trunk battery cost so much more?
What kind of car do you have?
07 Cobalt.
Damn. I'm not a Chevy guy, so.
That is expensive. For
you guys do, like, Cobalt. Fancy cars?
Yeah. I'm not going to say where I'm at, but.
Well, you don't.
It's more higher end.
Yeah. Imports, maybe, perhaps, in that region of car?
German.
Oh.
I'll just say German.
Shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, $150 battery for us won't even get you half the battery, probably.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Somebody was telling me, like, and I'm not taking a stab at where you work, but somebody told me, like, their wife had a BMW. And they had to replace the battery, and it was like 400 or some shit.
Yeah, because, I mean, ours is like an hour and a half labor, which you're looking at like 140 an hour. So it's almost 200 in labor. Then the battery is like 180 to 200. So, yeah, you're looking at about a $400 battery.
Now, mine's in the trunk, but they said there's some, because it's a trunk battery, there's some special.
Well, like ours, we have to readapt it like with a scan tool and go into, I mean, it's a lot of stuff to do. So if they have to do that too, then yeah.
Oh, no, I did the battery myself. I just went to AutoZone and did it.
Well, then they're just charging you to open up your trunk and take your spare out.
Well, no, the battery.
They weren't charging labor, though. It was just the battery was $150
bucks. Yeah, because the battery itself.
Just be like the size of it or.
When I went to AutoZone.
How much output.
Yeah, when I went to AutoZone, I was able to talk the chick into like dropping it down to like 120, 118.
How? She owns AutoZone? Yeah. She's like, I don't know.
She like put it through somebody's account or something because I walked up and I was like, you know, this is my car, this is what I... And she's like, yeah, like, this is your battery, it's $150 because there's a special valve or port or some thing, because it's in the trunk and it's not up front with everything else. And I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, I just came over here from Walmart because theirs was like $130, and I was just making sure I was getting the right battery and shit. And she's like, well, let me see, hold on. And, like, place. She's like, I can get it down to $118.99, that's the best I can do. And I was like, well... Fuck, yeah, okay, I guess. Let's do that.
I'm
going
to bring you to Target with me. Right. I got to buy, like, paper towels.
Yeah.
Like, hey, get that. This is $3.97. Can you get that shit down for me?
Yeah, because even...
$3.97? Fuck, man. All right, we'll do, like, $2.14. All right.
I used to hate that. When I was, like, 18, I worked at Sam's Club in the tire department.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't want to be racist, but it was all, like, Patels that would try to bargain with me. And they would be like, oh, tires, $9.95.
That could be anybody. Patel, that could
yeah,
be.
Yeah. But seriously, it was always like, you know, they had money. They'd roll up in a Mercedes or a BMW.
Oh, it's absolutely
they're like,
not
oh, $1,100 for tires? $850 right now. We got a deal. And I'm like, right. I'm not Sam, man. Like, this ain't my club.
No, dude.
I'm just working here.
You shake on it.
Yeah, they're like, come on, right now. They're like, I'm going to walk out. And I'm like, dude, I get paid hourly. Yeah. So I don't really give a shit if you walk out or not.
Well, dude, it's this is really fucking, this actually really fascinating me because I have... one of my old roommates was Lebanese, and he told me about, like, this is, like, a Middle Eastern, and it's also, like, an Indian. I dated an Indian chick. That's part of their culture to the point where that a lot of them, if they're fresh over here, they will find it an insult if you don't try to bargain with them. Like, if you walk into a store, like, a convenience store or whatever, and it's, like, an Indian dude, and it's, like, he just got here, and you just buy, like, a lamp. You know, not, like, you know, Oreos, but you buy something off to the side. And he's, like, $20, and you're just, like, here. It's an insult. It's like you're not like worth.
He wants to sell it to you for 15.
No, it's like you're not worth my time to argue about shit. So here, just take the money that you obviously need. Like that's you're saying like all that when you don't haggle. So like, dude, I walk into convenience stores and shit all the time, dude. Like anywhere, if I see any type of Middle Eastern dude or Indian dude. It's fucking on, son.
Dude, it is must on.
Get back at him.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Get back at him. Dude, what that was racist. That was racist.
Yeah. Well, let's peel that back a little, son.
Yeah, he's like, get back at him.
I get that shit. I get that shit a lot. I'm on the service advisor side, so I'm the one they haggle with.
Yeah.
All day long.
Yeah. Like he owns a car company.
All day long.
See, dude, it's not. Don't take it personal, bro. It's just,
no, it's just.
It's a sign of respect, man. You should be like, listen, thank you, but I don't have that power. And then go get your manager and just walk away. It'll be the greatest thing ever.
I will meet you at 7-Eleven.
Do you like your manager?
Oh, man. You guys are. And we're like, is he one of the 13 people listening to this podcast?
Let me see your viewer list again.
So I understand. I don't say.
Nah, he's a good guy. He's okay guy. He's just micromanages.
Oh, I can't say that.
Good person. Don't like working for him. It's cool.
That's fine. I don't say shit about my job. Like, give specifics. Like, I kind of give a brief overview of what I do. But if somebody catches and they're like, so we listened to your podcast. We heard you talk shit about the company and then smoke like an hour's worth of marijuana. So.
Yeah, for sure. I would definitely be fired if I talked shit and they caught like 100%.
Oh, yeah. I work in a very corporate atmosphere.
All right.
Like the largest corporate, one of the largest corporate entities in the United States of America. Probably maybe even top 10 world.
You get a lot of way. I mean, that's stuff you can just Google.
Yeah.
Hey, I figured out where he works.
Yeah, at least I just said German car.
Right. Yeah. I didn't even say the name. It could be anything.
Yeah. Well, it could be a corporate company, retailer. It could be a telecommunication.
Oh, no, you're caught already, man.
Could be
I got it right here.
Yeah.
Look, I found his employee profile.
Yeah, his employee profile.
Holy shit. That's
you're
that employed
a month in October.
Oh, see, now everybody's going to know that's bullshit. I ain't never got employee of the month. What is your ink over here so that we can talk about your tattoos for my audio listeners?
I got David versus Goliath, and then under it just says, God forgive me for my sins, because, you know, I did some hood rat shit.
Apparently. Yeah. You look like a gangster. You're I don't want to say tiny little white guy, but you're not big.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 5'11". I'm just 150 pounds.
You're 5'11"?
So.
Why did I feel like I would... Oh, because you're... Because you're a normal weight and I'm a huge ass. All right.
No, I'm not even normal weight. I'm the weight of a middle schooler. So, like, I get ID'd at rated R movies and I'm 26.
Oh, that's rough, dude.
Yeah. You know how to come back from a second date on that? Like, if there is a first date, you don't. That's
yeah, there's no
there's
coming
no,
back.
A lot of one-time dates.
You don't take him to the movies, son.
I had figured that out, but when they're like, hey, I really want to go see this movie, I just had to roll the dice. Like, and it's always that 17-year-old kid asshole, and he's like, I'm going to get this guy.
He knows.
He's like, hey, man, I see your ID. She's good. And I'm like, come on, man.
You want to tell me this fucking 17-year-old chick that I'm being statutory with right now?
You're like, come on, dude. It's Jurassic Park. And he's like, sorry, man.
Last movie I got ID for was South Park.
Damn, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. God damn, I'm old. I was 20... It's like 20 at the time, maybe 19. And the kid working me on the counter, dude, I swear to God, I was going to reach through and choke him. If my sister hadn't been with me laughing her ass off, I was going to choke the shit out of him.
I swear, it's always those movie kids that do that.
Yeah. Oh, they think it's so funny.
I got ID'd. I had both my kids, both my girls with me, and I got ID'd to buy a scratch off. I was like, holy shit. What do you think? I just rented these kids to look older to get a $2 scratch off? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, to hope you hit.
Like, coming in with your little brother and sister and shit, like, all right, guys, help me out here.
That's 18 still, right?
Yeah,
it's like
18.
10 years ago. What are we doing?
Like, you have your one daughter when you were like 6.
Right.
Like, what kind of math did he do?
Oh my God.
That's so funny. Yeah, the gas station lady on the way here, she's like, anyone ever tell you like Lou Diamond Phillips? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like,
holy shit, there it is.
Yeah, she's like, I used to get Britney Spears all the time. Or she's like 52 years old, cracked out, 4 teeth. I'm like, when? Like Britney Spears 08 when she like freaked the fuck out?
Shaved her head and shit?
Yeah. She's like, yeah, don't worry. I used to get Britney Spears all the time. Like, oh, yeah, okay, sure.
I think she was just trying to fuck you.
I know.
I could see Lou Diamond Phillips, so I could see that. Except you're not... I hate to keep bringing race into it, but he looked so fucking Mexican, and you do not look Mexican.
Yeah.
You look like a white Lou Diamond Phillips. You kind of look like a less successful Seinfeld.
Yeah, I've gotten
that's
that.
That's what always, yeah. he always gets. Yeah.
I don't know why the less successful is always
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't.
Sometimes they
don't
even.
I was wondering.
They don't even say Seinfeld.
You look like an equally successful Seinfeld.
No,
like,
sometimes they don't even say Seinfeld. They just say you look less
I guess it's,
successfully. It's like, and that's it. They just stop at that.
I mean, I've been getting Property Brothers a lot lately, too.
I don't watch that show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's whatever's trending, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Seinfeld's got a lot more gray going on. You don't have any gray.
Yeah, he's like 40 years older than me or something. I don't know.
No.
What?
Did you say gray?
Gray, yeah. Seinfeld yeah. has gray.
Has more gray. And I said, yeah, he's like 40 years older than me.
You said four?
40.
Oh, I thought you said four. That's where all the confusion was.
Okay. Good thing we cleared that up for
everybody. Yeah.
I said 40.
Yeah. My bad. Oh, yeah, you can't. Take your rage out on the filing cabinet.
Oh, yeah,
the table, you can hear.
What can everything. I break around here? Just show
them. Yeah. break that cool sign they have. I swear, I wish people saw your sign. That thing is legit.
Well, if they follow me on the Instagrams at James Bailey, haha, I usually put up a picture and you can see it in the background. Like, I'll be taking a picture of us all later with that in the background, and it's going to be incredibly, horribly cheesy. But that's what I do every week because that's what you have to do to please the children now.
All right.
Can't fucking see anything. There we go. All right. Just so you guys know what I had you write down topics for. This is called Hits from the Bowl or Bowl Hits, whatever I'm high enough to think of at the time. And if at any moment you just want to reach in and grab something, that's what we'll talk about is whatever you pull out.
You go ahead, Mason.
Okay.
Hopefully you pull mine.
John Jacobs actually started the tradition of the guest writing it. At first, it was just me struggling to come up with shit every week.
All right. Weirdest noise you've heard in the men's room.
Yeah, that's mine, because something fucking really weird at work has been happening lately, where I'll be taking a deuce, and I'll hear somebody else come in the bathroom, and I'll sound like they're pissing, but like painfully, like...
Yeah, I've heard that
a few times. And then I hear... And then that's it, and then I hear a little fucking toilet flush, hand wash, and leave. And I'm
so he whacked it a few times on the way out?
If he's smacking the shit out of it, like paint, like why would you do that at work to yourself? Why would you do that to yourself?
You think it's the same guys or multiple people just whacking their thing at your work?
I'm hoping.
Where are
just...
you working? You're like, what? You sure this is a corporate place?
Yeah, I definitely can't say it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you when we leave, and you're gonna think it's even weirder because it's not like whenever I tell somebody where I actually work and what I actually do, they're like, you do that? And I'm like, yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I control people's futures. I'll leave it at that.
You can try.
Yeah, it's awesome. But yeah, so what's the weirdest fucking noise? Because that's weird. I don't know what's fucking going on. It sounds like it's a very like painful urination, and then he's like mad at his dick for being painful, so he slaps it a bunch. Like hard slaps. So what's the weird, and I have no idea what he's doing. So what's the shit you guys hear?
I can't really think of like a noise actually. I can hear like the stuff I don't want to hear when I'm in the restroom. Like at work, like it's I was dropping a deuce, and then I can hear what's going on outside of there, and I'll just hear, like, another coworker with a customer, like, where's Mason? Oh, man, I don't know where Mason is. And I'm like, let me call his phone. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got to put my phone. I got to put that on silent, you know, because that's the worst. I don't know why. I don't want to be caught, like, dropping a deuce, and they're just a doorway away from me. My customer, I got to shake their hand in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I've only really, I mean, you hear the natural sounds, but I've heard.
Sounds?
Yeah, bloop. Like the blip, blip. Or if someone ate Mexican, it's just like peeing out their ass.
Yeah, you do feel sorry for people sometimes.
Yeah, so I don't really try to focus on those, but I've heard a lot of people lie of where they're at. Like even with their wives, you know? Like they're like, oh, yeah, honey, I'm in the car right now. I'll be home soon. But I'm just like, man, you're married to her and you. She doesn't know you shit yet? Like, I've heard that a lot. Like if someone answers the phone, they'd never say they're in the bathroom. And, I mean, it's a 55, 6-year-old married guy, and he's like, oh, yep, check it out now. I'll be there soon or shortly. And you're like, dude, just say you're dropping a deuce, man. I feel like shouting out, he's shitting, he's lying.
You should. Either that or just start shouting out, I'm fucking him.
Yeah.
He's like, get over here and suck my dick.
Yeah, and then they'll stop lying.
He's like, okay, I'm talking to shit. Taking a shit.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
I'm tired.
We should just do that to everybody now.
Yeah, just no matter what, whenever anybody answers. I used to say rude shit like, hey, where are my pants? And just dumb shit when I was in high school. But then people started like punching me because I'd do it to girls when, like, their boyfriend was calling or their mom was calling.
Oh,
like,
man.
Hey, girl, where my pants at? And they started punching me, so I was like, maybe I should stop.
Yeah. That is funny as shit, though.
I was an asshole.
I was at work, too, and I saw this dude. He, like, rushed to the bathroom and, like, ran in there. And it was, like, a half a second. It was just, like everything, you know? I'm, like, all I could think of is, like, that wasn't enough time to put toilet paper down. That wasn't.
Yeah. He just sat on the, or maybe he hovered. Maybe he hovercrafted.
I don't know.
I'm going to pick another topic out of here.
Yeah, oh, it's mine. You want to get away from this shit.
Look at that. It was meant to be. Cool. I wrote this one. I know it was mine because there was I drew a penis in the back because I'm immature.
Fair.
I put how much better Chipotle would be if they had queso.
That would be pretty amazing.
But how amazing? Because I know, I wrote this, so I know how amazing it would be. What is your thoughts on that?
I mean, I'm trying not to eat any fast food anymore since I've realized that I don't know what places are using, but I don't think it can be classified as lettuce. Because twice now I've eaten at a fast Taco Bell and Culver's where they use, like, shredded lettuce. And, like, later that day I would take a shit. Like, you know, you throw a little glance in when you go to, you know, throw whatever toilet paper in.
It's still there?
Yeah, it's just, it's slightly brown, but you can still kind of see green. Shredded lettuce just in the fucking toilet like that. It just never digested. So I'm not sure what it is. I know that's not supposed to happen. yeah, I'm not very smart, but I know that lettuce digests. So I don't know what's going on. It's
supposed to break down.
That's so like, funny.
It's not just, nah, son. But Chipotle, I've never had a problem with them. So I'm going to say I would.
I'm not saying there's a problem. I'm just saying how much better.
Oh, no, I'm saying I've never had one with them. So based on that, adding in queso, I would have to say I would probably gain a good 2 bills in a short period of time. Just it'd be like Chipotle, like 3 times, 4 times a week.
Yeah,
double meat, extra sour cream, extra queso.
I was happy when they were going like their little getting people sick thing because I'm like their stocks have dropped like crazy, like 63% or something.
They
like
closed
that.
A bunch of stores and
yeah.
Shit.
So I was like, all right, now you might as well pull out every card you have, just throw some queso on it. Fuck it, if the ship's going down. Throw some queso on there.
I feel like this was like Vinny was behind that whole thing. Like, I'm going to poison the shit. I know somehow they're going to come up with queso. And
dude,
because
like, this is how mad I am. Like, Chipotle is better, but I still like going to Moe's more only because they have queso.
Queso is fucking amazing, dude. Like where do you guys live?
I'm in like Northdale area.
I'm in Wesley Chapel.
So yeah. That's Tampa?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm in Clearwater. I moved there a bunch of years ago, and I was like, yep, I'm going to know this area. You want to go to Tampa? Nah, I know this area. This is good right here. There's a place just on the other side. It'd only be like 15, 20 minutes from here called Poblano's Mexican Grill. And their queso is so fucking delicious. I have seen grown adults, because I served there for like 2.5 years. I saw grown adults take the empty queso dish, their finger, and like, rub it on the inside, getting any scraps they could, and like rubbing it on their gums like fucking cocaine. Swear to fucking God, dude. Grown adult men just fucking rubbing queso on their lips, like trying to get a nummy while. And I'm bringing them another order, and they see me coming, and they're just like, what's up, bro? Yeah, just bring it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude. Go have that queso.
They probably walk around with little vials of queso throughout work. They're like, just a quick.
I would love to see someone snort some white queso cheese sauce. Just, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's how I feel like I am with queso. Like, if there was a Moe's and Chipotle close enough, I would go to Moe's, grab the queso, and go to Chipotle.
Dude, this is the time to do it, man. You're fucking young. You're fucking
tiny. Just,
you're fit,
that's
dude.
It.
Your
just
metabolism's
chase,
break
going. Up my girlfriend and go to Moe's and Chipotle everywhere.
Dude, just, yeah, fuck. Who needs a girl? Just break up, be miserable like the rest of us. You know, this guy's fucking divorced. Look at this sad sack.
I look very sad all the time, actually.
Hopefully my girlfriend didn't make it this far into the podcast.
I look like a sad.
I'm going to tell her I'd even do it tonight. I'm like, we got there and he was having like issues with like all the plugs and
dude,
shit.
Dude, you're going to have to stay on Facebook because I'm going to tag the shit out you like
15
times.
My shit's private, dude, so I got to accept
you.
Like,
you already go to 30 minutes and 15 seconds.
But Mason will blackmail the shit out of me. He's like, bro, I'll tell Dom we did a podcast. You better say something.
Wait, what's your name?
Dominique.
Dominique?
I just call her Dom.
Dom? All right. I thought you said Don, and I was like, God, I hope that's short for Donna. I mean, I'm real liberal and all, man, but you got to give me a warning, son. Oh, shit. another thing, I can't let the screen go dark. I can't touch this cord. It's a very complicated process.
While you're under influence of Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah, because I've done both, and it always turns out bad.
Yeah.
It's about the 42-minute mark when you said that Dom liked choke sex. So just that's a good reminder for you to tell her.
You're right. I'll write it down.
All right. Yeah. Man, we're pretty deep in this then, huh?
Yeah. So just go ahead. Tell us everything else that you're probably not supposed to say. She's probably given up at this point, honestly.
Yeah. She's probably packing her shit right now.
No. Just don't tell us anything. But seriously, break up with her. Eat Chipotle MOs. Do comedy. That's your life now, son.
Yeah.
Chipotle comedy. That's what I live for.
That's what I do. Yeah. I went to his podcast and he told me to do it. He had a badass podcast on.
He had dirty gym shorts on. He seemed like he knew what he was doing in life. He was.
Yeah. He fucked his girl to dirt, man. He did it. He's been around. Yeah.
He was definitely on the right track in life. Oh, no. Yeah, don't ever. Somebody else I know is just talking about breaking up with their girlfriend, but they're way more serious about it than you are.
No, but like, see, like, fucking asshole. I never said that. Oh, I'm fucked. Fuck it now. Remember when I told you I didn't smoke weed? Fuck it. It's like, I do now.
Well, Vinny's spending the night. Yeah. No, he's really going to break up with his girlfriend, though, because he's like, you know, I'm at that age and we're at that point where I don't know if I'm going to marry her. Probably not going to marry her. And it's hard for me to do comedy right now being with her, so I got to make a decision, and I think I'm going to do comedy.
Did he say this on your podcast?
Oh, God, no. No. That's why I'm not mentioning
his... That's what I'm thinking. Oh, my God. He's just...
Yeah.
No, that's why I'm not mentioning his name, his age, nothing. Like, I'm going to not give any more details.
Right.
But...
Turns out you got one friend with a girlfriend. It was like, I think...
Yeah.
It might be...
I got one. I got two. I think I got two friends.
50-50 shot. Right.
So you guess one, I guess one.
Both girls are pissed.
That's funny.
So I probably should ask this before I talk shit about it. Are you upset with the fact that you're divorced? Is that like a sensitive subject?
I mean, a little, yeah. I mean, I'm glad you finally circled around back to my emotions and how I've been harnessing that.
How long has it been?
It's been 2 years.
And if at any time you're like, no, dude, seriously, we can't talk about this, I'll move on.
No, it's fine.
All right. So,
all right, here we go. Hold on.
Now I'm like, no, because I'm interested. Because like, I've never been married or divorced, so like, I'm always interested to learn other people's
definitely try it out. It's a fun ride. You know, there's a lot of downs.
Well, I mean, like, was it like really? Because I know I have some friends that like they just kind of looked at each other and they're like, yeah. So we're just going to
hate you.
Oh no, it wasn't even like that. It was just. Like, I think I have two different sets of friends that were just, like, at one point they just looked at each other and they're like, we're not, this isn't going, okay. Just shook hands, signed divorce papers, and everything's super fucking friendly and pleasant, and, you know, they hang out and shit, but they're just like, no, we're just friends. There's nothing done. And then I know people that were, like, custody battles for fucking years and death threats and fucking suicide attempts and just horridness, like... Which end of the spectrum were you on? So I know to keep talking about this or not.
No custody battles. And I'm really hoping that there's not going to be any after this podcast. I got more to lose. It's like Mason hasn't seen any kids in 7 years. He was on that podcast.
I'm starting to think why we even came out here. It's been bad enough for us.
Vinny lost his girlfriend. Mason lost his kids. This is a hell of a night.
We both quit comedy. What kind of podcast are you running here? Does it make you feel better?
It's our ruined lives.
That's actually what this is. My mom's favorite podcast is a front. This is actually, I fucked your life up.
James and his mom laughing at other people's business. Yeah. Like,
your mom's favorite podcast. What kind of evil woman is she?
He just goes on Facebook. Hey, that guy looks like he's doing good. Let's get him on the show.
Let's bring him in here.
Oh my God.
Let's see, they want to smoke weed right when they walk in. Right. And just go downhill from there.
You get random drug tested, right?
Where do you work at?
Oh, this is fucking great, dude. I love it. I found a new mission.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys really hate me now, and I apologize about that.
I mean, so we're over an hour in.
This show you had booked me at.
We're going to pay the favor. It's going to be a whole bunch of people like, you fucking suck.
Yeah. Like, your next comic coming up to the stage is a Black Panther who once urinated on an American flag while raping a puppy.
Yeah.
James Adolf Bailey.
That honestly might be your intro.
No, please don't do that. Oh, fuck it up. Do you know Steve Reynolds? He does St. Pete Coconuts a lot.
I know the name. I just can't put a face. I'm so bad.
Just so we don't offend people. Yeah, Steve. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's
Stevie,
not.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not one of the listeners, so you don't have to worry. He's not one of the 12.
Right.
I was doing a show with him and Doug Caney and Dave Hines, I think, who might be a listener. And it was right after Gary Shandling died. And we were all talking about it before the show or whatever. And right as he's getting ready to go up, Steve's hosting, he looks at me and he's like, hey, right before your intro, I'm just going to ask the whole crowd if we can take a moment of silence for the passing of Gary Shandling. And we'll give it about 45 seconds. Then I'll just say your name and you'll come up and start your bit, okay? And I was like, please don't do that. Please don't. And he goes, no, man, no, it'll be fine. Like, he was fucking with me. We're friends and shit. But I was just like, I'm looking at him like, please don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he might do that just to be funny and just to be a dick. And it would be funny and it would be a dick move. But I'm just like, please don't do that to me right now.
Yeah, everyone's going out for comedy. Yeah.
All right, right before we bring your next
moment
comic
of
up.
Silence.
Right,
put your drink down. You're like sucking on Jack. Yeah. Like, oops.
He's like, I'm going to just bow my head, stand there for 30, 45 seconds, and then just go, James Bailey, and walk off stage, and that'll be your cue to come up. And I'm just like, please don't do that.
Yeah, that's the...
That'd be like the longest silence. 45 seconds of silence at a comedy club.
Oh,
like
my God.
That is a long time.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've had pretty long spaces of silence at a gig before.
All right, 45 seconds. That's a really bad joke. That's a...
Yeah. Yeah, that's
if you got 45 seconds after a joke, that's horrible.
So Hitler, somebody was misunderstood, huh? And then just sit there and be like, you guys with me?
Right.
Yeah?
And then just wait 35 more seconds.
I couldn't imagine that. What's the worst gig that you've ever had to go through?
I mean, not open mic, right? Because there's some horrible open mics.
No, open mic should be horrible. Open mic should just be... getting used to holding a microphone and having people stare at you. That's all an open mic should be.
Okay, yeah, real. I did a...
We can top it together. The one thing that we went to. The thing we went to together, remember? We just saw it.
the competition?
Yeah.
Thing?
That I'm that still on.
That you're still
fuck it, I don't care if they're listening to this, honestly. I'm like on some
competition.
Yeah,
because you're going to share this shit, dude.
With who? With what? What are we... Well, no, we got to do it now, dude. You can't soup up the 12... You're going to have 12 angry men like a jury. You need to fucking satisfy their thirst
for
knowledge.
Yeah, but I'm not the one to talk crap about what they're trying to do to Tampa. You know, if they're trying to help out Tampa, put on
stuff.
Well,
no. I mean,
it was just a bad, like, we went there and we thought it was, you know, like, it was like, yeah, I could squeeze you guys on.
So thought it was going to be more official.
Yeah, and it was maybe, what, 7 people?
Right.
7 audience members?
No.
2
comics?
Or 3 were comics, yeah. 4 were comics. There might have been like 3, like 2 girlfriends and like a friend there. So
wow.
It was like 3 people. But like we got squeezed on. So like and we drove kind of a distance.
How far?
I mean, not far. Only like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, but.
That's not far at all.
What the fuck? Well, you live in Clearwater. I live in Tampa. I mean,
I think I know. No.
You probably don't, but honestly, they're trying to
do. Is it closer
to
here?
No. They're trying to do stuff for Tampa, so I'm not going to. Bash it. But yeah, that was probably it. Was
we'll talk
really
about it because I probably know who it is.
I did a worse one though.
There's no way.
Yeah, dude. No. Well, okay. Like I did a charity event, right? And it was a golf tournament, and then it was like a dinner, and everybody was already trashed from the golf tournament, and it was like super loud, and it was a buffet style, so people were just walking around,
stuff's clinking,
getting
shit,
food,
yeah.
Everybody's yelling like table talk. I mean, there probably was like 150 people there. It was like I was like, oh, this is gonna be a good crowd, you know. The guy's gonna get up there and quiet everybody down and bring me up, and it was like, no, he just comes up to me, he's like, all right, I'm just gonna have you come up. I'm like, what, are you gonna get everybody quiet? No, it didn't say anything. Just went up on stage. All right, here's Mason Hill. Didn't quiet him way down. I just got up and was just like background noise. I'm like, this is fucking weird. And I did like 15 minutes and nobody even stopped talking to each other. I was just like in the corner.
You didn't even have one person like looking at you like, yeah.
I had, there was like probably about 25 tables, and the table in front of me was looking at me. But they couldn't even, I was like at still like 15, 20 feet away from them. So they, I don't even think they could really even hear what I was saying. I mean, I thought my jokes were hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I was going to say, well, at least you got paid, but then you said charity events. So.
Yeah, it was just charity. It was just free.
Oh,
just,
my God. That's
just free, feel like
that
shit
is
entertainment.
Worse than the one we went to.
That shit was rough, yeah.
The only reason why I say ours was kind of bad, because when we got there, like, we told them how to run it. They were like, hey, we're going to do it like this. It was like a competition thing. Yeah. But, like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, well, how would you guys do it? And we told them, like, all right, yeah, we'll do it like that. Like, literally, we just made the whole... show. Like, if we didn't show up, I don't know what would have happened.
Yeah, that was, that would be weird. Like, if you showed up to a show and they're kind of like scrambling, like, all right, well, maybe we should have like the headliner go last and like have that guy can host. And like, you're just like taking notes. Like, are you fucking serious? Like,
yeah.
You pay me to be here.
Ooh. Yeah, we're going to, yeah, you guys are going to, because I think I might know who that is, but it's kind of, all right, we're going to talk about that later. I understand you're still in it and whatever, but let's
yeah, I'm in a competition for four people.
What's that?
Will you give me something to drink, please?
Sure.
I was trying to be slick about it. That's, you know, I was trying to mouth words to you, dick.
I know what you were doing.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, he built that sign. He can say whatever he wants.
He didn't build it.
I think he had some life.
It's definitely his like thing.
His,
yeah.
Oh yeah. Give him fucking credit, bro.
I contribute nothing to this podcast. No, I talked shit to Will one time when he first started doing the topics, the hits from the ball. I was like, here, Will. Fill out a topic, contribute something to the show for once. Keep in mind that Will used to do everything, literally all the sound work and shit. We just switched lately because I like this chair better. But, like, Will used to do everything, so he goes, oh, okay, no problem. And, like, writes down a topic, throws it in, and then right before we're getting ready to start, he's like, hey, why don't you sit over here? Here, do it like that. And he's, like, giving me directions from, like, across the room, but, like, really vague. I fucked up the sound. I fucked up everything. He's just laughing his ass off.
That's how Mason is with crap comedy. He does all the video editing, and I just sit back. I'm like, he works, like, 3 hours on a video. Thanks. And he's like, here's this edit. And I'm like, ah, dude, that doesn't look that good. And he's like, okay, well, how about you edit it then?
It's been, like, 8 hours of my
like,
life.
Like, I went to the beach. I'm, like, drunk. And he's like, here you go, dude. Been working on it all Saturday for you. And I'm like, man, it just doesn't look good. And then he has to redo it because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So,
yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, so you're definitely the will of the group.
With the editing and stuff like that. But
how long have you guys been together as Crab Comedy?
A year.
I'm glad you followed that like with Crab Comedy because it started sounding weird. Like, how long have you guys been together with Crab Comedy?
No, well, I'm assuming you've been together since your divorce and that your girlfriend is here.
You
know, is that what they're...
He helped me through a tough time.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have very similar tans. I'm assuming you jog
and tan together.
No, but, yeah, we've been... Do they make a two-person tan in bed? That'll be...
Just if you guys put your hands together, you can see little finger prints where you hold hands during the...
No, they're just my handprint on his dick. Tan marks. You're like, yep, those are my baby's fingernails.
Your fingerprints are on his dick 24. All right, that's horrible. If your girlfriend hasn't given up yet, dude, you have some shit to answer for.
No, she's a trooper.
She is.
She's seen some worse shit than this, so...
Well, that's cool. Did you meet her at a show or?
Oh yeah, that's how I used to just stalk her on Twitter, and then she she said she wanted to go see Steve-O, and this was like last year, and I was opening up for him, so I messaged her. I was like, hey, if you want to see Steve-O, I could get you tickets, and she's like, yeah, really? And I'm like, she's like, you're going? I'm like, no, I'm part of the show, and then she came out, and boom, I crushed.
Did you know?
I mean, I guess so. It worked out. But, yeah, I definitely, like, I was already following her on Twitter. Yeah.
You didn't bomb if you got some.
No, and, yeah, we started dating, so.
It was a good set.
Yeah, it had to have been at least somewhere.
I got to get out of that movie thing, you know? That fucking movie kid was killing me, bro. He kept IDing me for Jurassic Park and shit. I was like, man, fuck this. And then she's like, I want to see Steve. I'm like, bam.
You're walking up, and he's just like, hey, guys. Yeah.
I had to buy tickets to my own show. That was awkward.
Oh,
I didn't
even
have the hookup like that.
Wait, you're in the show, though.
Yeah, no, not for Steve-O. Special event. Nobody gets free tickets.
Well, you got one for yourself, but you had to buy hers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was part of the show. So
yeah, that's why at first I was like, wait, what? Like, hold on now.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, she's like, yeah, I'm going to go with my girl. And I was like, all right. So I just Gotcha. Boom, purchase. I try to do it like, oh, yeah, this is for my boy. He's not here yet, so I'm just going to pay for it. I paid to see myself.
Right. Guy take it kind of like, what the fucking yeah. kid's
it's
weird,
like,
man.
It's like jacking off in the mirror. But, yeah, we've been together for like a year doing crap comedy, back on track.
And what started that? You guys just doing mics together and shit and kind of saw you're similar?
Yeah. Okay, we're just bullshitting like how we are now and just a couple skits. Well, man, that'd be a funny skit. And then we're like, well, let's just write them down. We start writing them down. We had like five or six. And we're like, let's just film the shit. Fuck it. If it goes bad, it goes bad. But
yeah. I've so seen a couple of your guys' things up there that look good. I mean, they're horribly edited. But other
yeah,
than
that, yeah, I keep that, telling this one. We got to fire. We got to fire to edit.
We need to put another 16 hours in each video. This shit takes forever. Yeah. Especially when you don't know what you're doing, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, there's no way. There's no way I could. I have trouble with Windows Movie Maker, where all that really allows me to do is like cut something that's long into a shorter piece.
Yeah.
And then fade out the front or fade out the back. And when I fade out, I have to do the same one with the sound.
That's what I was doing
all I figured out how to do.
On the early videos, that's all I was doing. Yeah. And then, like,
yeah, but I couldn't even put two different ones together. Like, it would have had to been anything I shot would have had to been one shot.
Oh, one line. I see what you're saying.
We do a lot, man. We do a lot of different angles, different takes.
Yeah. Because I was seeing the one that you had with Rio and Jared.
That one we had somebody help
Joe.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our buddy Joe helped us film that one.
Riga?
Yeah.
No. I always say his last name wrong. Trigorico.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That's not Riga.
Yeah, right. No, I don't know why. I don't know why I agreed to the
year. I was back.
Tricio.
And you were super quick with the agreement. You're like, yeah. That's
well, because he's a comic. So right when you said it, I just figured you were going to say the right one.
And I'm like, no.
Well,
yeah.
Well, so is the other Joe.
It's like Tricio or...
Trigorico.
Chicorico.
I don't think I know that.
It's fucking Joe, man.
I can like spell it, but I can't say it.
Joe, well, Riga's been in the scene for a while now. We've done, because I've been in 5 years? Almost 5 years. September will be 5 years, roundabouts. And I met him when I first started doing it, and he was already around for a while.
Yeah, see, this Joe can only do sometimes. He drives like an hour. I mean, he's a cool-ass dude. He comes and helps us out for like free. Like, he doesn't even accept our money, but...
Oh, that's cool.
When he can't do it, Mason's shitty job gets it done, you know? So,
yeah. Well, it is better than I could do, but I did tell you guys the fee for coming on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to need that cash. Yeah.
So like 2000, right? I brought five. You got change?
Yeah, that is a funny thing, though. Like some of our videos, you know, they got like, we have one like 550,000 views.
Oh, wow.
But people would think that we're crushing it like money-wise, so...
You're
just
not.
For your 13 viewers, we're definitely not. So. I think that's how I got my girlfriend, too. First night, I open up for Steve-O.
And she,
we start posting these videos, 300,000 views, 500,000 views. And by the time she knew I was broke, it was too late.
Yeah, she's like, oh, he's going, oh, shit.
He's
like,
going nowhere fast.
Ladies, you got to do your research. Kyle,
yeah,
he takes
just
because
someone,
someone
has a 500,000 views on one video doesn't mean they made it.
Now, how long have you guys been doing the videos the whole time, too?
As far as when we started crap comedy, that's what it basically started because of
the videos. And then we started doing shows and, you know.
How long have you been doing the show at the Oasis? Oasis Lounge, not the strip club.
Yeah, well, Oasis Hookah Lounge.
Yeah, the monthly show, this is going to be the third one. We've done a show there before, like last year, and then they're the ones who wanted us to come back. And they like, you know, how we performed and like how we set it up. So they asked if we could do like a monthly show there for them. So, we, you know, I said, yeah, this
yeah, it's
cool,
I mean,
cool
it's a good
spot,
crowd,
you know?
It's a hipster, like, hookah lounge, like, you know, so. Very hip-hop and pop culture in there. And
that's fantastic. I've been working a lot of old crowds.
Yeah, that's what I love, too. Like, it's literally, like, you say, like, an Instagram joke or a Facebook joke, they 100% are on board. I've done some where you do it at, you know, a comedy club, and everyone doesn't even know what Facebook is, and you're like, what the hell?
Girls, 15 minutes of my material.
Yeah.
I did that at a buddy of mine, Alan Prophet. He's an older comic. He's in like his 60s. But we had mutual friends because I was friends. My dad was a comic in the area for years and years and years before he passed. So like I have friends that are like a lot of the old vets that are in like their 50s and shit. And he's like, hey, I could have a little spot for you, be a little bit of money. How much time do you have? I was like, I've got about, at the time I only was like about 15. And he goes, clean? About 7.
Yeah.
I was like, about 10. And he goes, 10 minutes. Okay, yeah, yeah. I was like, how old are we talking here? Like, will they know what an iPod is? Nah, you shouldn't do that joke. Rap music? Nah, you should probably stay away from that one, too. Let's give me 7 minutes, Alan. We're going to cut that down to 7.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was, but they had fun with it. They were hipper than I thought they'd be. Like, I started doing some weed jokes just to see what would happen. And these fucking old geezers loved it. It was like an Elks Lodge.
Yeah. But that's the crowds that throw you off, man. When I see an old crowd, I'm just like, fuck.
All right. Well, that's the crowd, like, I'll do whatever material I want to do. Like, if I see the crowds older, I'll be like, all right. They may or may not like this once I get into, like, this chunk.
Yeah.
So if they start to recoil when I get into that chunk, I'll just have another direction to go in the back of my mind so I can bail and jump ship real quick. But always just do whatever you think is funny. And it's nice to have that backup plan, but if all else fails, at least you have a good time.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's not what's up. I had a good time with it. No, but I did a weekend at Side Splitters a couple months back, and I hosted the whole weekend, and it went good. And then Sunday crowd came, and I remember BT, like, right before the show was about to start, he's like, hey, I'd lose that abortion joke. And I looked at him, I was like, okay. And he's like, yeah. And he just walked away, and then I walked in, saw the crowd, I was like, oh, yeah, that would not work. But it, like, my whole set, like, it was great shows all week.
Well, so. Yeah, that's when you might want to peel back a little bit.
Yeah. And then it was so funny, though. He looked like he was, like, looking everywhere for me because it was about to start in, like, 3 minutes. He's like, yeah, lose that abortion joke.
Gotta get rid of the abortion.
I was like, all right. That's hilarious.
And how long have you been doing it, Mason?
Let's see here.
Well, I got divorced. And
right. Nah, that was in the middle of it. I started doing comedy, and then I took like a full year off, like kind of going through divorce and stuff. Yeah. And then started up again. So like all together, probably about 3 years.
Okay, but you had like a little divorce break in the middle there?
So like 4 years if you're including the break. So I'd say like 3 years of actually actively doing comedy.
Gotcha. I like to count myself at this point just under 3 years. Because I don't count 2 years because I was pretty blackout drunk for most of my shows.
Yeah.
Like solid 2 years of just
my first year, I mean, I did like an open mic like once every 2 or 3 months, you know? So like I didn't really.
Oh, no. I was going on stage still, like every night.
Yeah, I still count that. Like when I, like that year off, like I literally, like I didn't. It was a year, like I always went to Side Splitters usually. So it was a year I wasn't there. I wasn't doing anything. Wasn't writing. Wasn't performing for a whole year. That kind of things down.
Well, you're going through some things. You're allowed to go
through
some
things.
Yeah,
I'm the reason why he got back into it. You should be thanking me.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
I thought you were about to say you're the reason he got divorced.
We'll sip beers in the car later.
Yeah. I literally at work, somebody was like, hey, you know Mason Hill does comedy, right? Because we're in like a huge dealership. I'm like, that quiet guy?
The guy that's all sad and shit?
I just didn't talk to him, and he's like, oh, that quiet guy? He just looked like a dude.
Yeah. Because every time I see him, he's like, how's your day going? I'm like, good, man. Yours? Good. All right.
Which one of you assholes saw that little Lou Diamond Phillips looking fucker I do comedy?
Yeah, basically. No, but he's like, yeah, man, I used to. And I'm like, what do you mean you used to? He's like, oh, I took a break. And then he's like, oh, and we went to open mic and stuff. And been in love ever since, you know? Yeah. Like, it's like an eHarmony podcast.
You find the one, and, you know, you tan with each other's dicks in your hands.
Yeah. Leave your fingerprints on his dick.
Fingerprints on his dick.
eHarmony. Hopefully eHarmony doesn't sue you for the 1842 in your bank account.
Right.
For name dropping on your not mother's podcast.
Fuck you, eHarmony. It's my mom's favorite podcast. Yeah. It's a Ruin Your Life podcast.
Yeah, Ruin Your Life.
Yeah, it's going to be a full Ruin Your Life. You fucking break up. You're in a custody battle. I get fucking sued by eHarmony. I'm homeless.
Hey, we went out on a bang, though. Whatever.
Dude, did you guys hear that podcast that 3 people killed themselves after? I mean, it was a great podcast, but fuck, they're all dead.
Yeah. Whatever. We'll go down with the rest of them.
Right, you guys know who David Hines is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking love Dave Hines. He's probably one of my listeners. Dave, you know I love you, buddy. I talk so much shit to Dave Hines. I'm surprised he's friends with me. Like, it's fucking brutal. We one night at improv, it was right after he broke up with somebody up there who shall rename nameless, because it wouldn't be smart for me to say your name. But I was like, better chances that, or things that'll happen before Dave gets invited on the show here at the improv. And we were saying, like, the zombie apocalypse will happen. The Cubs will win the World Series. And then I was like, Dave will be on the cover of Good Hygiene Quarterly. Right in his face. And then Rob Proust was like, nobody will be on the cover of Big British Smiles. We're like, oh.
Is this Dave on a microphone?
No, this is just in a big group of us comics, like, hanging out. Just
you guys are assholes. He just broke up, and then you guys are just roast to circle him.
Yeah, dude, it was like 3 or 4 months afterwards. Dude, we would do that shit all the time, and I feel bad because Dave is seriously one of the nicest, sweetest people. One of my first friends in comedy when I started doing this. Actually, I think he was my first friend in the scene down here. And I completely forgot why I even started telling that story.
Basically, you're a piece of shit. And
yeah,
you're just like,
I get that. I get that.
Let me just tell you how much I make fun of Dave.
Yeah,
hold on a second. Take a little commercial break.
And he's like, yeah. Yeah, he's like, you always make fun of Will and keep bashing us. Like, I feel like this podcast is about how shitty of a friend you are.
Yeah, I destroyed your guys' lives. I'm just talking shit on people for no fucking reason. Yeah,
you're in this guy's house doing his podcast, and he was like, he's a piece of shit. Get me some water.
I said, well, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get the fucking best intro. Here's puppy raping, Trump supporting James Bailey. Yeah. I'm going to get shot by some hipsters next week. It's going to be awful.
Oh, for sure. You better hope I'm not going to bring you up on this one. We'll let Mason do it because I'll go all out. My girlfriend's probably not going to be there. So
she will have heard this podcast. This is coming out that Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
So the show would be, for the listeners, the show is tonight. At 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
9 o'clock, Oasis Hookah Lounge
on
Gun Highway in Odessa. It's me and who else on the show?
So us two. All right. And we got, Sarah, we should know this, right?
You're the one who writes it down, see?
Somebody should know
this. No, he has it written down.
3 of the 5 people on the show were, huh?
So people are going to show up. And
no, well, we...
Yeah, we got Tom Weiss. He's going to be out there.
Okay, I know Tom.
And then
he's a nice
also
guy.
Giovanni.
Oh, you got Gio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I fucking love Gio. I saw him do his very first set.
For listeners, we're not that stupid. We have like the 3 next month's books, so...
Yeah, they might have gotten a contact off of me. That's happened before. But they were not directly doing anything awful to... Vinny's girlfriend or the divorce lawyers or any managers who are horrible managers but good people. Who else can we pick? My baby's mama. Fuck you. This will be the one she listens to. She called in one time and I paused the podcast. You guys know Jack Johnson?
Yeah.
He was here. And I was like, fuck, it's my daughter's mom. We had just had issues with my fucking 16-year-old. So I pause it. I run the other room and she's like, did you talk? I was like, yeah, you're fucking calling me for this? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm doing a podcast right now. She's like, I don't know what that is. It's like, I got to go. There are people and recording devices. And she was like, oh. And then I just spent the next, like, 5 minutes talking shit about her. Like, she doesn't even know what one is. There's no chance she'll listen to this.
Right.
And she's in Discover by now.
Though. Yeah, she's like, hey, I figured out that podcast shit.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
If I know women at all, like I'm sure you guys do. She's been searching since the day you said podcast.
Googling podcast.
Yeah, she's figuring it out.
She probably knew I was going to do it before I did.
Started my own podcast.
Yeah.
Got more listeners than you, too.
Yeah.
She probably fucking does. It's probably called the I Hate James Bailey podcast.
I mean, she only needs like 14, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's not like you're setting records. Like, yeah, she probably has like 10,000 to beat me.
They're like other parents from my kid's school, they're like, you've met her dad, right? You want to listen to me talk shit about him? Right. Yes, I do.
She just has women on that bash their baby daddies.
Fuck, dude, my friends would listen to the shit out of that.
Right. Dude, we should
that blow
that
up, man. Yeah. Switch it up. Is it too late to change it?
I mean, you only have, 13 people listening to this. We're changing it up next week.
Gears.
Dude, I might
baby
just.
Baby mamas, I hate baby daddies.
Dude, I might just have her on. holy fuck, I should do that. I should have her on here and we'll just fucking go at it live on air and it can just be a baby mama versus baby daddy. Yeah.
That would be awesome. I'd listen to that.
Just don't tell her it's recording. Just no headphones. Let's just argue and then just record that.
Oh, she loves to fucking argue too, dude.
You should have her on here. That would be awesome.
That would be fucking, because we kind of get along, but it can also very quickly fucking escalate arguing.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit in here to break, so hopefully she doesn't start.
Dude, she's violent. She's 4'11" and she has straight punched me in my face on multiple occasions.
Were you sitting down or she just jump up there?
One of them was a jump.
Oh, man.
One of them, she like jump hooked me right my chin. Like, it was a hard enough shot and such a shock because she acted like she was walking away. So she like took that step away, but she still had a plant foot. And then she just pivoted and, like, launched herself and threw, like, this big jump hook and caught me dead on my chin. And I'm 6 foot tall. She's 4'11". And it was so shocking and so forceful that I literally had to take a step back. My head snapped back. And I was just like, what the fuck? Didn't hit her. I've never hit her. But I've never come that close to hitting a woman before in my entire life. I was like, oh, like, just like the instant shock of getting punched in the face and like your natural reaction just hit back and being like, dude, wait, I can't do that. No, what am I? Never hit her any of the times she attacked me. But yeah, dude, she does not give a fuck. All
right, maybe you shouldn't have her on this podcast. Right. I thought it was a good idea.
Well, no, that's when we were 20 or so, 19. Yeah. And in all fairness, I antagonized the shit out of her because like she would get mad and she wants to scream and yell, get it out of your system. But I'm not a screamer and yeller.
Yeah.
So when she started screaming and yelling, I'd just be like, no, you're right. I'm an asshole. You're right. I'm a complete piece of shit, and I should change everything about myself. And I would just say things like that, like this really and knowing it just drove her absolutely insane. And it was always so funny until I got hit. So does Dom hit you?
No.
Not that you're going to tell us about.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the kinky shit you're into?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm so scared I can't even talk about it.
She only does it because she loves me.
Yeah, like you lift up my shirt, there's bruises everywhere.
She stops when I say the safe word. Yeah. Though, so.
God damn it, I said rutabaga 5 times. I know you heard me. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm just out to ruin lives this week. So you guys got the next 3 months booked for that Oasis Lounge?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You want to talk about that? Let's plug that.
It might change, yet? Though. No, we haven't done anything about movies yet.
Did you guys bring your... Did you tell him?
Yeah, I have a movie.
All right. So
I didn't go too far into it. I just thought of one.
Right. Oh, no, it's something that you've seen, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I used to do Netflix Pearls where it's just something on Netflix, but I don't have internet, and I'm making a conscious effort not to have it. So it's kind of like I'll just pick movies I've downloaded and shit. So just any movie, TV show...
Mine's is the movie Kids. It's like a 1994 or 5, I want to say.
Four?
Yeah. It's basically about New Yorker kids. And yeah, one gets like HIV, but their goal is to hook up as many virgins as they
can. Spoiler alert, man. You don't find that out till like...
That's all right.
The end, man.
I mean, it's...
It's an old-ass movie, yeah, so right. Really.
No one's going to go look. I was just telling Mason on the way here, I tried to show my girlfriend the movie like 2 weeks ago, and... I could not find that shit anywhere. Not to buy, really? Not to download for a price or a fee, nothing.
Wow.
No bootleg sites.
Really?
He says his brother has a copy, but that might be the last fucking copy.
No, I got one too.
Oh, 2 copies.
I got it. It's just a regular, I don't think it's a special edition. No. That movie's fucked up.
I know, but I'm seriously, if you go look for it online, like you can see like stories about it, but you can't find it anywhere to download or buy.
Huh.
On Amazon, I went to go try to buy it off Amazon. It's not on there.
That actually might not surprise me. That movie's so dark and fucked up. Ooh. All right, so I got my movie now then, because you reminded me of one. All right. So, Kids. Oh, that's a fucking... when he beats the shit out of
Come on, talk about spoiler alert.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
Yeah, well, that's in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
That's gave the ending.
You saw that shit coming. Like, that shit was...
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was fucking brutal. Oh. That was almost as brutal as the curb stomp scene in American History X.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that one, you cringe.
You can hear it.
I'm cringing now.
Yeah. Oh, goosebumps. Yeah. That's just because you can hear his teeth. Yeah, if you haven't seen American History X, I definitely strongly suggest you watch the fuck out of that movie when you're just like, hey, I'm really happy. How can I bring this down a little bit?
Yeah, basically like coming on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Your life's already in the dumps, bro.
Yeah.
Just go and watch American History.
Yeah.
I really hope that this doesn't negatively affect you guys, because I'll be like, oh, man, I was just joking that whole time.
Yeah, I'll probably just make a Tinder profile on the way home. I'm pretty sure I'm single, though.
Just not hit, like, upload. Just wait, like,
just,
all right.
Yeah,
this is,
just have it on a back burner now.
Yeah, this is safe for next week. Yeah.
Got a couple of bios. I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Such. Farming them out. Like, hey, guys, next week I'm going to have to upload one of these. Which one?
Yeah.
Right.
Tweak my biography.
Oh, that's fucking... Oh, that's so rough.
All right, what's your movie, asshole?
I was going to let Mason go, man.
Oh, all right.
What that doesn't mean? Matter. I was thinking Extract.
Oh, that's good.
I haven't seen that. So.
Jason Bateman.
Kristen Wiig. And yeah.
Who's the
what's
little...
his name? Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck, yeah. He's got a part in there.
Did not realize it was him. I had to watch the credits at the end because I was like, where the fuck was Affleck? Holy
right.
shit, that was Affleck?
So it was a good movie?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I mean, it was a good
I like
actors.
Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really... Who's the... Was it Mila Kunis or...
Don't tell me Mila Kunis
yeah, Mila
in there.
Kunis.
Oh,
Mila
my
Kunis.
God. I'm
yeah,
watching that.
Yeah, she's the girl.
They work in a vanilla extract factory.
She's like a con artist.
Don't spoil it for me.
Yeah. It's dude, it's so good.
Damn, Mila Kunis, I haven't seen it. I'm slacking.
Yeah, you can watch that. For sure. I think it might have been on Netflix. I can't remember.
It was for a little while.
Was it?
Yeah.
Maybe they took it off. You might have to search it.
That's right.
But it's good.
I'll find it.
It's such a good movie. Really funny, really quirky.
Yeah.
Like a lot of quick little, like nothing that's going to like make you roll out of your chair. Just a lot
right.
of like, oh shit. Like, what
like,
the, yeah.
Like the neighbor who like kept trying to talk to him and like invite him over and stuff like that. And he's like closing the garage and he's like still talking to him. Just dumb shit like that.
Like squatting down, like looking, oh, okay, neighbor, I'll talk to you. You know, it was a
and
good movie.
Freaking pool boy. The pool boy cracked me up.
All right, let's go to your movie. Right. I don't want
like,
5 minutes of...
Vinny's on the downside. He's just like, fuck this. No, that movie sounds happy. No happy. Just shitty, fucking horrible.
Dark shit.
This is super dark movie. It's called 13. And it's about this girl who turns 13. And she's and the movie opens up. Like, this is how the scene starts. Her and her friend are jumping on the bed. And I think they're doing whippets. Yeah, to like fucking whipped cream can whippets, not even like balloons. And they're fucking jumping up and down the bed, and like one of them shoves the other one, hits the wall, busts her fucking lip open on the bed frame, and they both look at each other, and they're so high on whippets, they just start laughing. And then it's like 6 months ago, and it like shows how the one of the girls was like really nice and into Barbies and wore like, you know, T-shirts and was like, you know, just a normal 13-year-old girl, and then started going to like this new middle school and started getting corrupted, and just shows this like, fast, extreme, sharp downslide into depravity of like just this small child and how quickly and easily it would be. And it's just like, God damn,
yeah,
dude.
I was saying wow. 6 months. That's
I never heard of that.
It might have been a whole,
a lot of movies too.
It might have been a year. I don't
still,
know.
Yeah, that's man,
I want to say it was only, yeah, I want to say it was only like a few months and dude, it like to where she was doing whippets and she's smoking pot and drinking and blowing dudes and.
At 13 years old.
At 13, like pretty much molesting her neighbor, this like older boy who was like 19 or some shit. Like, yeah, dude, it's fucking crazy.
How old is that movie?
That was 02 maybe, somewhere around that area. 02 to 04, somewhere in there.
Damn,
that's a great movie for Mason to watch with two daughters. He's gonna love watching that.
So you don't do drugs.
Oh, you have two daughters?
Two daughters, man.
Jesus Christ, man. You're only 29, son.
Yeah.
Go get them shits chopped off, man. Don't even fuck around with like a tie in the vasectomy tube, man. Get them shits chopped off. You don't need your balls. They'll throw you off balance for a week. You'll be fine, bro.
I've thought about it. It's probably going to happen soon.
Oh, man. How old are they?
8 and 4.
Oh, man, congratulations. I really hope you don't get in custody trouble because of this podcast now, man. That's awesome.
Nah, me and my ex, actually, we do get along pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was nothing, like, crazy that happened. So we worked it out pretty civilly.
Oh, that's cool, man.
One of those weird situations where we actually get along decent.
Yeah, Mason just had a micro penis, so
she's like, you know, I think I want something a little bigger.
I'm he's like, yeah, because I gotta say that. Yeah. It was mutual agreement.
I would.
I
would
told
love
you when
to
we first
this.
Started dating. Yeah. I told you. Are you sure?
I've actually only heard of one story, and obviously a dude would never say it, so there could be more. I'm sure, but one chick that's told me like she fucked a guy and was just like she was really disappointed because they had like this super hot like bodybuilder body. And they were fucking around the beach, and she's like, just put it in already. And he goes, it is. And she laughed in his face.
Yeah, uh-huh. Micropenis is a real disease if you look it up. We looked at it up, like, I swear, because we had a discussion about this at work. I work with all dudes, you know,
it's
mechanic.
A legitimate, they've considered it
no,
a disease.
No, it's called, it's called micropenis, and, like, the average thing is, like, 1.5 or 2 inches. It's,
damn.
Dude, they have pictures. It's hilarious. If you ever want to just Google micropenis, put images. Dude, this thing
yeah, this is
fake.
Will's computer. Let's do that.
Yeah, if you're ever bored and you want to stare at dicks, yeah. Just
no,
search.
No, but they don't look like dicks. It looks like broken fries. Like a,
is it like
the last fry in a McDonald's carton?
Like that, what is that? Not I Know What You Did Last Summer, the fucking scary
look,
movie,
look,
the first
one. There you go,
one.
Look at that thing.
Oh, it's Donald Trump's head. That's fucking even better. He's just a dickhead. Oh, that's a baby's penis. Why are you showing me? Oh, wow.
No, some of them, like the ruler next to it.
Like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty. That dude's coming off like, oh, my God. These are fucking weird looking. That's just a pimple, I think.
Dude, some of them are Hitler, bad. Yeah.
That's weird, dude. Yeah, like, that's a actual
disease.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Why would you just?
That's worse than cancer.
I would just kill myself. Yeah, that'd just be it. That'd just be, there's no point.
I mean, I think you don't have to kill yourself. I think you get like a finger or something sewed on there. Like if you have a long, I got long fingers, so right. If I had to, you know, I could
yeah,
just,
I would give up a finger.
I think
if
John,
I had that
yeah,
disease.
I would
yeah,
just
I would,
go straight to killing myself.
Sure. I think John Wayne Bobbitt got a dead person's penis sewn on. I think that happened.
If you know? I did that, I would just go like a dark black one. Like I just want to be funny with it.
That was like the huge fucking because this was. Do you guys know who John Wayne Bobbitt is? No. Lorena Bobbitt, John Wayne Bobbitt?
No. Was that the
early 90s, yeah.
The cut the penis off?
Yeah, the dude was beating on his woman and she cut his penis off and threw it out of a car window into like an empty lot next to a gas station.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he didn't beat on her no more. Right. She only did like fucking 6 months in jail too. That was the greatest part.
That's self-defense.
Yeah, no, she did it when he was sleeping.
It's not self-defense.
No, like, he would come home and beat the shit out of her, and I guess, like, that night he came home and, like, what's it, spousal rape? Spousal, kind of spousal raped her and passed out drunk, and as soon as he passed out, she went and fucking cut it off and jumped in the car and then flicked it up the window.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I think he got a cadaver's penis sewn on. Because I want to say he did a porn, and they called him Frankenstein Dick because you could see, like, stitch marks.
Wow.
If not, that's a great story. I'll just I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure they did porn. They just call him Frankenstein Dick.
Something
I'm going
like,
with that, so I hope you're
my
right.
God. Yeah, just go with it. It sounds about right.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, man. I was, yeah, fuck, holy goddamn. One of my friends looked it up, though, because she was Colombian, and he was dating a Colombian girl. And apparently a large percentage of Colombian women cut their men's penises off for beating on them and shit. Like, if a Colombian dude fucks up, that's the first thing his woman goes to do is...
I mean, it makes sense.
It's like a higher percentage of the, I guess, the Colombian guys are beating on the girls than the...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's just that.
It's bad for both guys, same with Colombian girls, and girls, same with Colombian guys.
Yeah.
You're either going to lose your dick or beat on... Yeah.
How are they still reproduce? Oh, because their women are fucking ridiculously hot, so they're going to reproduce.
Right.
Could be... Oh, God, that's horrible. What do you guys got to... What time is it? We did all the movies. We've had so much fun. And it is. Ooh, shit. All right. We have an hour and a half. This is generally when I plug the social meds.
That's cool.
No, it's the douchiest way to say it. We talked about this on the podcast. Like it already sounds so horrible to plug social media. So just say social meds. Make it as ironic as possible. Get that hipster crowd in there.
All right. So you plug them?
No, you plug them. What do you got? Anything?
You plug first.
No,
I'll plug.
No, you got a good voice.
Yeah, I like to plug.
Yeah,
first.
He has a better voice than I do. You could plug the social media.
I don't want sloppy social media.
Yeah,
plug your.
That sounds like that lettuce that doesn't digest.
It doesn't.
Oh man, that's any real lettuce that social media you put on there. Shit ain't digesting.
Give us your best radio social media voice. What you got, Mason?
You can follow us on Grab Comedy. It's pretty good, right?
That's pretty good. Keep going.
All right. So, so follow us on Facebook, which is facebook.com officially crap comedy.
Officially crap comedy?
Officially crap comedy.
All right.
And then we're also on YouTube, which is the YouTube channel is also crap comedy. And then Instagram, I'm at Funny as Hill.
And I'm at I'm a stand-up guy. See what I did there?
Boom. It did kind of put the tune of Barbie Girl into my head, and I don't think that's what you were going
for. That's funny. I never thought of that. No. I'm a stand-up guy.
Yeah, but his is funny, too. Funny as Hill. I was like, man, that was good.
Touché. That is good. But it didn't put Barbie Girl in my head.
No.
Right. Yeah. I got to rework it.
I'm a stand-up guy.
In a stand-up world. Bombing sucks. I'll have to, yeah, there you go, dude. That could be your theme song.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
If you know any musicians, God damn it, that would be kind of funny to see a fucking.
Just put on the music notes. Because when you go on Instagram, does it say, like, I'm a stand up guy?
No.
Yeah, I've read it. I'm a stand up guy. I've never thought of that.
It was just the way you said, because you're like, you see what I did there? I'm a stand up guy. And I was like, yeah, I did, Barbie Girl.
All right. Well, I'm definitely going to go home and drive home in wrong way traffic now.
I'm going to have the worst intro ever tonight. Tonight, next week. Tonight, weekish. Yeah, we'll go with that. Dude, you guys should. Oh, you should fucking do that now. Should, like, remix the song, write it down. I'm really not enthusiastic enough to actually write stuff down because I'm just so fucking high and lazy all the time. But dude, oh, that'd be great. I don't want to see you dress up as Barbie. Definitely make it a stand-up guy thing.
All right.
You don't have to rip off a Barbie plastic arm or anything. Maybe just choke somebody with a mic cord for heckling.
I'll do the Ken doll one. I'm a stand-up guy. It'll be the response to Barbie.
Oh, that'd be
just years later.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
Yeah. I had to write this masterpiece. Yeah.
The technology to get to you wasn't now that I have it. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, now that everybody's going to remember that for the rest of their lives. You're about to get so many Instagram followers. Are you on Twitter as well like that?
No, Vinny Ward on Twitter.
Vinny Ward on Twitter. I'm a stand-up guy on Instagram. Funny as Hill on Instagram.
Yeah, all across the board, Funny as Hill.
Oh, Funny as
Hill. He made it easy.
I
just made it hard for people to find me.
I did his path, but it's fucking horrible, and I want to change my name, but I can't imagine. It's because my name is so basic, James Bailey.
Yeah.
It's so fucking basic. So I put James Bailey haha. That's my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. James Bailey haha. And I'm just like, that is so fucking horrible of a name. But it's all I got for now. So I wanted to go James J, but there's John J. Murray. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I got nothing. I'm going to have to kill that son of a bitch.
There you go. It's not a bad plot.
We're also going to have to edit the end of this podcast. Do you guys just want us to edit all that bad shit out that we said? Or
No.
No, leave it all.
Wasn't the whole thing bad?
Yeah.
You're like, all right, you guys podcast is 4 minutes.
It's just the intro and then the social media.
I don't care.
Shit talk. Literal shit talk. Oh, fucking fantastic. So, guys, come out to the Hookah Lounge tonight on Gun Highway. That's going to be a fun show. I like everybody that's on that show, and I'm super excited for it. And I thank you guys for putting me on there. I thank you guys for coming out. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah.
In the hour and a half. I really, honestly, as much as we joked about it, hope this doesn't ruin your lives. I'll feel a little guilty. I'm not going to lie. I'll feel a little guilty if it ruined your lives. I might let you move in and sleep on the couch if either of you guys get kicked out. So keep that in mind. I wasn't expecting that to happen. Will lied to me. So, hold on a second. Now I feel like I'm really fucking everything up here.
Yeah, you might want to edit this part out.
Oh, no, there's no editing. Everything's staying in. We're 100% natural. Monster Podcast, HMB Radio Network. Thank you guys very much for listening. And make sure you call your mom. She misses you. She cares. She loves you. Call your mother. As soon as I figure out how to turn this music back up. Skill like I'm possessed with the sesame. Now you did it. That means you said something that you regretted. If you get beheaded, then you never should have said it. This is headbangers, ball break, connected this. Rocket to your spine, and it's like a shaking like a pocket rocket. Okay. Check a spray when the rock a play. Make me really want to catch a fade. I'm a checker bait. If we saturate that brigade, that is right to blaze. You're just afraid. Take a watch your neck about the way. You ever say we didn't give him an effing way out the drama, then his mama go reflect on his better days. Tupac reincarnated this aid of the set him straight, make him wish he'd have fled away. Rock your head to the beat.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
If you like that, get even more free content at HMBRadio.com, including the Homemade Broadcast and the Dallas Cowboys podcast. HMBRadio.com.